6:42. Oil, crude oil, now in bear territory, closing down just over $43. Some say it's going to go a lot further down from here. Well, what does that all mean to us? Tim Snyder with us, oil industry expert at crudefunders.com. Tim, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Great to be with you again, Michael. I appreciate it.
Well, and you're down there in Texas, right? Is this depressing news for you guys?
You know, this is an unusual time because what we're seeing is that as the price of crude oil continues to drop, you know, we're starting to pare back in areas where the production costs are a little higher, the Bakken and some of the different shale plays up in the Dakotas and Pennsylvania, New York, some places like that. And we're, you know, really focusing on those areas where cost of production is still such that we can make a living. And that's, you know, primarily in the Permian Basin down near Midland, Texas, and in the Eagle Ford Shale, which is between Houston and San Antonio.
So you're saying some of these other oil opportunities up north are going to start, they're going to stop production at some point?
For a little while. And remember, I want people to understand this, and I've talked about it for some time. One of the things that I think is most important for people to understand is this truly is, this time we're dealing with this is going to be a temporary setback. It's you know, we're dealing with prices that are falling on inventories and those kinds of things. But remember, you know, we also have supplies that are starting to fall here in the U.S. At some point, we got to have the one major driver, Michael, in all of this, and we've got to have demand come back in the United States, or we're going to be in trouble. And you know, when you and I talked earlier,
are you saying this drop is because of demand? Is that it?
Yeah, it is. Because if we don't get gasoline moving, that's the biggest part of what we're dealing with. What's going to move inventories?
Right,
but is demand for gasoline.
But here, Tim, we've got record sales of vehicles. What's happening? How's the demand out there?
People are buying new vehicles. I mean, we're rotating vehicles around. We're doing a whole number of things. But right now, and they're buying vehicles. Heck, fire vehicles are, you know, right now people aren't sitting there thinking, I've got to save more money for a Tesla or something along those lines. Because, you know, the price of gasoline is so cheap. It's, you know, why do we have the discussion? We don't have to have it. So people are buying Chevys and Fords and big pickup trucks and Cadillacs and all that kind of stuff.
Shouldn't that be driving the demand for gas if we're out there buying so many new vehicles?
We're buying new vehicles, but we're still, the American public is being very careful how they do this. And, you know, they got stung. We've been stung a couple times in the last probably 10 years on this. But, you know, my point is this. It's important to understand that where we are right now is not where we're going to be this time next year. This time next year, you're going to see higher prices because our inventories will have continued to drop.
The oil inventories and gas.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Gasoline, too. Gasoline's important. Today, we had the estimates out of the API, and they showed they're expecting a $2.7 million barrel draw in crude oil. But they also showed a 346,000 barrel build in gasoline. That's not good. And the distillates, which is jet fuel and diesel.
I'm not sure what that means. So why is that not good?
Well, as gasoline inventories continue to grow, that means that the general public is not pulling the gasoline through the retail systems to make those inventories drop. And when inventories start to back up on the refined products, refineries must slow down, and we'll see where that stands tomorrow.
So right now, gas here in Lansing is about 2.25 for regular. Well, what do you think it's going to be a year from now?
I think you're going to be probably 2.25 to maybe 2.50 this time next year, because I think we're going to revert back to a normal demand pattern. But the only way we're going to do that, and this is important, is we have got to have an economy that drives us past 2% growth on an annual basis. That's the big thing. That's the big driver. That's what's slowing everything down. That's the big buffer that's holding
our
larger
economy
down.
And meanwhile, you're seeing OPEC trying to cut its supplies, right? The amount of oil it's putting out there. How has that had any effect, what they're trying to do?
No, and I wrote on this. I wrote an article last week in Equities.com magazine. One of the things that I talked about was, you know, we're focusing on OPEC, you're focusing on the wrong issue. OPEC is reducing supply from an increase of their supply. They took their production from 31.5 million barrels today to almost 35 million barrels. Mm-hmm. And they're reducing off the 35 million barrel rate. Okay. That doesn't have a whole lot of effect on reducing. I mean, right now we have ships in the Gulf of Mexico with you know, one tropical storm and a tropical depression, you know, right on its heels today. That, you know, that kind of thing is not good for crude oil trade.
You're saying they're sitting there just full of oil as the storm approaches.
Yeah absolutely. We've got a super tanker. The biggest super tanker in the entire world is floating right now in the Gulf of Mexico as it waits to find a berth, and it's been floating for over a month.
Gee, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Hmm. You're right.
So how low is oil going to go then?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to, in the industry, we call it a three handle, okay? That means in the $30. We're going to probably see $37, $38. Yeah. If we break through that $42.50 range, $42.50 is a support, a technical support for crude oil. And if we break below that, I think we'll break into the 30s, probably the upper 30s, and try to coast.
When's the last time we were down to that price?
Last year this time.
Okay.
A little before this time.
Okay.
Yeah, remember the lows that we traded last year in crude oil was in February 11th of 2016, and we traded 26.11, I think, is what we traded. On the 11th of February. So that was pretty low. I don't think we're gonna get back that far. But we're gonna test the 30s again before we turn around. Remember, for the next 2 weeks, Michael, we're in the peak demand system, demand time for crude oil, gasoline, the distillates, those kinds of things.
You mean the summer driving, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. Okay. It's summer driving. And so right now, you know, if I'm a consumer, which I am, as well as a producer, among other things, I'm saying, well, put your driving gloves on, get your sweetheart, put her in the car, put the top down, and get on the road.
It's Tim Snyder, oil industry expert Tim Snyder. Find him at crudefunders.com, crudefunders.com. Hey, thank you, Tim.
Anytime, Michael. Appreciate being with you.